The Treefort Music Festival is preparing for what will likely be its biggest year since it began in 2012. And as it grows, new elements of the festival continue to emerge. This year, attendees will see another branch of the festival with a focus on food issues. I caught up with food writer Tara Morgan, one of the organizers of Food Fort, to find out how this new element of the festival came about, its mission, and what festival goers can expect.
So Food Fort is separated into two different components. Tastes. For the taste component, we have 10 local chefs that are utilizing mostly local ingredients to create small plates, and those are available for purchase inside of the Food Fort Ale Fort tent. They expanded it from about 80 feet last year to about 180 feet this year. So it's going to be a pretty massive space running from Grove Street to Main Street along 12th. And then Talks, which is a series of panels and discussions related to food.
I wanted to get into that too, because it seems like there's definitely an educational component to it. Was that something that was that kind of your vision to begin with?
Yeah, totally. I feel like there hasn't really been much of a kind of community dialogue about food locally. So I was kind of hoping to inspire that with some of these conversations.
How did you arrive at the idea of initiating this new aspect of the festival?
Yeah, so it was kind of a collaborative vision. John Michael Schert, who's part of the Treefort leadership team, came up with the genesis of the idea, and he got in touch with David Roberts at Bitter Creek Ale House, who does Ale Fort. And they started working with Leah Clark at Idaho Preferred, as well as the Treasure Valley Food Coalition. They kind of got together and started exploring how they could make food more of a focus at the festival. And they brought me on board in January to kind of curate the conversations.
So how do you go about organizing the event, especially when you're bringing in filmmakers, farmers, and chefs all together? Can you talk a little bit about that?
I started mainly from the topics that interest me as a food writer. So I picked some particular, you know, ideas that I found fascinating and started exploring who might be good people to speak to those issues. For example, one of the panels we have on Friday is called The Future of Idaho Wine. So that's going to be a discussion with Talaya and Split Rail and Sawtooth, as well as a moderator from the Idaho Wine Commission. And it'll be kind of exploring where the Idaho wine industry is heading, some of its strengths, some of its weaknesses. And I think that'll be a really cool discussion to have.
I understand that there's a film, too, that you're screening. Could you talk a bit about that as well? And how did that come about?
Yeah, so actually, I heard an interview with the filmmakers of Just Eat It on All Things Considered, I believe. And it was a really great interview. And so I decided to watch the movie and thought it would be a great fit for Food Fort, because food waste is such an exciting and trending topic in the food world and a really huge issue nationally and globally. So I was kind of exploring different ways that we could talk about that issue and also kind of integrate members of the community who are dealing with food waste on a day-to-day basis.
What aspects of the festival are you most excited about?
We've got a panel on Saturday called Defining Local, and that features a number of members of Boise's food community, kind of a broad swath, everyone from Peaceful Belly to Bitter Creek Ale House, Red Feather Lounge to Idaho Preferred to Agribeef and Snake River Farms. So I think that'll be a great discussion with a varied group of people in the industry, looking at what the term local means to them. It's such a nebulous term that can be used in so many different ways. So I'm really excited to hear what they have to say and explore that topic a little bit further.
What's the mission behind Food Fort in your eyes?
In my eyes, the mission of Food Fort is to chronicle and promote some of the awesome things that are happening in the local culinary scene, in the food world, and to also kind of provide some context, I hope, as to how Boise fits into the larger regional and national conversations that are happening about food right now.
That was Tara Morgan, one of the curators of Food Fort, the newest addition to the Treefort Music Festival. Treefort begins tomorrow and runs through Sunday in downtown Boise.